as that is his official third foul. Martin Messing of the line shooting 1-1. He missed his first attempt, and he made this one, so he gets a second. That was the eighth team foul for Ubley, both teams with eight. 31-13, Bannack's leads.
Martin Messing shot 67 from the line last year. He's missed a few this year, but he's working on it.
Misses the second one, goes for 1-for-2 on that trip. 18-point lead for the Hatchets. Bearcats with the ball. Brandle brings it up over to Drapeski, and it's tipped away by Martin Messing. As no one in front of him goes up for the layup, it counts, and one.
Nice steal, nice execution out of Martin Messing.
John Brandle will be called for the foul. That will be his third, as Martin Messing takes it nearly coast for coast, gets it to count, and goes for one free throw. Well, they did Ubley a favor, and that did not go against Brandle. In fact, went against Anthony Sweeney.
That was a stroke of luck.
Martin Messing can't get his free throw to fall, and it is rebounded by Trevor Drapeski. Here come the Bearcats. Over to the left corner. To Anthony Sweeney, dribbles back up to the left wing. Going against John Messing, dives into the lane, goes up, and we have an offensive foul. So Anthony Sweeney picks up two quick fouls, and he has two on the night. That'll be the 10th team foul. It is a ball control foul, so this will not result in free throws for Bannack. Instead, they will get it 90 feet from their own hoop.
That's a sophomore mistake, and he just learned something, and the cagey veteran, Tommy Morneau, just went ahead and gave the lesson.
Out there for the Hatchets. Tommy Morneau with the ball. John Messing on the right wing. Left wing, Don McLeod. And on the baseline, we have Mason Krug and Clark Brady. Time or no, right wing for three, and it falls.
Is there any place he misses from?
Tommy Morneau with 15 points in this second quarter alone, all coming from threes. He has 21 in the night. 35-13, Bannack leads by 22. 2.5 to play still before halftime. John Brandle dives into the lane from the right side, cuts his way through defenders, goes up for the shot, it falls, and he gets a foul. And one situation for John Brandle. He has 3 points in the night now. Foul goes against Don McLeod. It's his first. Team's ninth. Double bonus for both teams. McLeod sits down. And checking in as a new man for Bannack, blocked currently by Brandle. Cannot see his number. Brandle's free throw is good, and one counts. 3-point play. 36-16. New man for Bannack to be number 11, Brendan Jurgis. He is at the high post. Skip pass to Morneau, down to Mason Krug in the low post. And to Jurgis, and this one's tipped out of bounds by David Messing. Bannack ball on the side, leading by 20 points, 36-16, 2:19 left in the second. To the top of the key to John Messing. Down to the right corner for the long two from Brady. This one's no good off the mark. And rebound still loose. Trevor Drapeski nearly had possession, and we have a foul against Bannack. This will be the 10th team foul, and we will walk the distance of the court for two shots. At the line, shooting two is Trevor Drapeski. He missed his first free throw in his only attempt.
He said that this is on John Messing.
And that is his second of the night. Only foul trouble for the Hatchets is Andrew Sutton with two fouls, and then John Messing just picked up his second. Everyone else with one or less. First free throw from Drapeski is off the back of the iron. No good.
He sure had nice rotation, though, Clark. I thought that thing was going to drop.
Substitution for Bannack. Martin Messing replaces John Messing. Second free throw upcoming for Trevor Drapeski. Now 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Third attempt, here we go, and this one's good. Drapeski with 5 points in the night, and he sits down as replaced by Cade Walsh. 2 minutes remaining in the first half, 36-17, a 19-point lead for the blue and gold. Jurgis to Martin Messing, top of the key, over to Morneau, down to Clark Brady. Feeds it down to Mason Krug, and the pass is a little high after a tip, and he gets called for the travel as he went up and down with it and can't really do that. Cade Walsh inbounds to John Brandel. Gets the call from Gus Recker. Takes his time across midcourt. To the right wing to David Messing. Back up to Cade Walsh. To the left wing to Jeffrey Wright. Feeds it into Rosenthal inside the paint. A little bit of a hook shot around from the right side. It falls. And that's the first points for Dominic Rosenthal. Ubley with 19. Badax with 36. Morneau loses his footing and tries to feed it over to Jurgis, and he can't get a handle on it before it goes out of bounds. Ubley ball. Rather sloppy game from both sides despite a lopsided score so far.
I'm surprised it's lopsided. I'm totally befuddled about this because, you know, Ubley's giving a really good effort and everything, but they don't have a guy by the name of Tommy Morneau. I mean, just take a look at that ledger sheet. It says 3, 3, 3, 3. That's past 19 feet, of course. 19 what, 6?
Something like that.
And he's just dead-eye.
Well, he has 21 points, 15 of those coming in this quarter. Jurgis sits down, replaced by Ryan Hileski. Jeffrey Wright on the baseline underneath his own hoop for the Bearcats. Tries to feed this in and finally gets to John Brandel at the extended left wing. Back to Wright in the corner. Minute 6 remains in this first half, and it goes off of a Bad Axe shoe out of bounds. Ubley gets the ball on the side. Left side of your radio. Ubley in their road black and orange uniforms. Inbounded to David Messing right at midcourt. And John Brandel, acting point guard, goes against Martin Messing, dribbling to his right. Back to David Messing. To Cade Walsh against Clark Brady. Messing tries to dribble into the paint, and it goes off of his foot. Out of bounds, Bad Axe ball. 54.1 seconds left in this first half. 36-19, Bad Axe leading.
Well, he inbound the ball. We have Tommy Morneau with it. What are the odds of him getting another three?
Likely. Clark Brady in the corner. Back to Martin Messing. Going against David Messing. Tries to feed it over to the left wing. Tipped out of bounds by Ubley. Bad Axe ball in front of the Ubley bench. 39 seconds left in the first half. Morneau looks to Mark Krug for instruction. To Martin Messing. Looks like he got caught in a rainstorm. Morneau back to Messing, playing monkey in the middle practically to Mason Krug at the high post. And it is stolen by Brandel. Now we have a whistle shortly thereafter.
It will gonna be. It's going to have to be on Martin Messing.
It is against Bad Axe. That is double bonus territory. Sending Brandel to the line for two shots. And they will call it against number
Mason
25,
Krug.
Mason Krug. That's his second. Not exactly what the doctor called for right before the first half conclusion. First free throw from Brandel is no good off the back left iron. Another substitution for Bad Axe, number 33, Jackson Motes. Replaces the two-fouled Mason Krug. 36-19. Second free throw coming from Brandel, and he gets this one to fall. 3-for-5 for free throws for Brandel on the night. 36-20, Bad Axe by 16. 15 seconds left in this half. Martin Messing to Morneau, right wing, feeds into Clark Brady, double-teamed, and stolen by Jeffrey Wright. 5 seconds remain. Pulls up from three, top of the key. This one is short. Rebound, Tommy Morneau lets this one fly at the buzzer. It was on target, but just short, and we have reached halftime with a score of 36-20, Bad Axe leading by 16 points of the WLEW Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Dave Peruski from Peruski Insurance and Bad Axe. Whether it's a matter of finances or safety, our lives can be tough sometimes. More than ever, we all value peace of mind.
Fortunately, that's exactly what we offer at Peruski Insurance, security and confidence in your life and your coverage. Hi, I'm Lori Booms. When it comes to handling claims, having the right protection from a person you trust is essential. Know for certain that you are prepared with your auto owner's insurance agency, Peruski Insurance of Bad Axe, at your side.
Whether it's an act of nature or human error, Auto Owner's Insurance and Peruski Insurance can assure you that everything will be okay. So, get the protection you need for life's tough moments.
As your Auto Owner's Insurance agency, we will add confidence to your future. We are Peruski Insurance, your auto owner's insurance agency at 104 Scott Street.